WCCO, following the breaking news, the untimely and sad death of Prince at the age of 57 at Paisley Park earlier this morning. A statement here from the publicist: "It is with profound sadness that I am confirming that the legendary, iconic performer Prince Rogers Nelson has died at his Paisley Park residence this morning at the age of 57. There are no further details as to the cause of death at this time." Moose Miller in for Chad Hartman here on WCCO. J.D. Steele is with us, and I wish we were under better circumstances visiting my friend.
Yes, I do too. I'm still in shock and pretty numb about it.
Well, you and me both. I'm stunned is a word that comes to mind, and you try to gather your thoughts, and you know, where do you start with such a presence and a genius?
Yeah, and he was such a beautiful person to know and to work with. You know, a lot of people had misconceptions about him, but we spent many great times together talking about music and making music, and we were very, very blessed to have him support our careers as well as our family. He wrote a couple of songs for us on our first record, for Elektra Records, and he wrote a song for Jadida, beautiful song for her first album for Columbia. And we always have such a great working relationship over the years. We're going to really miss him a lot.
You wonder, at least I know I do, he was so prolific in his writing as well as his recording. And I would imagine there's a legacy and a treasure trove out at Paisley Park that, you know, maybe someday we'll get to hear or read some of that.
You know, I'm sure. I know there were a lot of songs that we did together that are probably in that vault that some I've forgotten about, some I still have on cassette tape. If you remember what those were.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that.
But when I moved here in 1976, I met him a year later, 1977. That time I used to sit and listen to him practice in the basement of the North Minneapolis home he was living in with Bernadette Anderson, who was kind of a surrogate mom for him. During those days, when he first got his record contract, I remember getting an autograph of him in 1977 from one of my nieces at the time. And, you know, he stopped doing autographs after that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to really miss him a lot. We did the movie Graffiti Bridge with him.
You know, I was just thinking of that. When I worked at WLOL with John Hines and Eleanor Mondale, we had just started up a new morning show then. This was 1990. And I remember we took the entire staff for WLOL out to Graffiti Bridge. And we all posed around the railroad bridge. And
right.
I still have that photo, you know, in my little office. And I think of the Under the Cherry Moon period of time there coming out of Purple Rain. But, you know, his presence and bursting onto the national scene was, you know, well before that. And he was just one of those performers you just couldn't take your eyes off of.
No question. He was a dynamic performer. I always felt like, you know, I just felt like I was just fortunate to be around greatness with him. And, you know, and then my family grew up in Gary, Indiana. So we used to do talent shows, and I remember we used to go on to watch Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
The talent show. So I just feel like, you know, in my lifetime, I've been associated with two of the greatest artists in the history of music, and this loss is just really personally very painful.
J.D. Steele is with us here on WCCO. We're remembering Prince, who, if you're just joining us, the sad news coming out of Paisley Park just before noon today, confirmation that Prince had passed away at the age of 57. J.D., I just, my heart goes out to you. I know how painful this has got to be, because
yeah,
everybody's reaching out to you and you know, wanting to hear, you know, your thoughts and help us remember this guy.
So many wonderful things I can say about his revolutionary way of doing music and the way the music business treated him and the way he treated the music business. He was unique, in many, many ways. It's so ironic. This morning I was teaching a choral class at Fair School downtown at 9 o'clock this morning, and I was playing for the kids his newest album. It's called Hit and Run, Phase 2. And they were dancing to it and singing along, and we were just having a great time this morning. And as soon as I left the school, I heard breaking news that someone had died at Paisley Park, and I was just praying it wasn't him. I was praying that maybe it wouldn't be anybody, but it's just the worst possible news to hear. I was a great fan as well as a friend.
Take us back to 1977, because, you know, First Avenue was, you know, the hot club back then, and the music scene here in Minneapolis was Prince, you know, especially in the late 70s and definitely the early 80s.
Definitely. You know, those days, you know, the things he was doing were fairly controversial and groundbreaking in the way that he approached music, and his on-stage presence was so dynamic. Even then, he just got better and better and better. And in my opinion, his music, even his latest music, is better than anything that's been out there. He became a great multi-instrumentalist over time. He mastered every instrument he played, and it was just amazing to watch him perform. I remember I was writing a song in Paisley Park one night, because I was signed to his Paisley Park Music Publishing Company for a few years. And I remember we used to spend a lot of late nights writing. He'd be in Studio A, I'd be in Studio B. And I remember one time I was writing a song, and he walked in, and he said, maybe you should put a bridge like this in the song. And then he played a bridge to help me finish the song. And then as he left out, he said to me, he said, don't tell nobody. that he helped me out on that. And that was an amazing story. There's another story. There's a song on our first album for Elektra Records called Well Done. And the chorus goes, well done, much better than well said. Stop standing around talking stuff when someone else is in your bed. Much better, well done. And he had given me the music the night before we were going to record it, and I stayed up all night to write lyrics for that music. And I was so excited, because I thought, okay, I'm going to have a collaboration with Prince, and this song is going to be written by both of us. And I was so excited to have that opportunity. I'll never forget walking into the studio that afternoon the next day. And when I got there, he said, listen to this. And he had already written the words and the melody and recorded it. And his lyrics were so much better than mine that I quietly just threw mine away. I didn't even want to show it to him. I was like, oh my gosh, these lyrics are incredible. My staying up all night was a knot, but I certainly learned a lot of valuable lessons, because he used to tell me that lyrics, he was a real stickler for lyrics. And
well,
lyrics are really important to him.
You know, he pushed boundaries. I think he pushed people. I think he pushed your own expectations of yourself. You look at his imprint on the recording industry. I think of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I look at Flight Time. I look at that sound. You know, he certainly, you know, some of that DNA from Prince, you know, was over there. You look at the time at the time, you know, he really touched with tentacles out to so many different artists.
Right. Yeah, he did. He influenced a lot of musicians around the world, the sound of music. And even today, everybody revered him. So the top musicians in the world all revered him and would go to see him play. I remember we were in London doing Wembley Arena with him one night, and I remember being in the dressing room, and David Bowie walked into our dressing room, him and a friend, and I was just shocked. I was like, whoa, David Bowie. And David simply came in the dressing room just to hang out. He wanted to meet Prince, and he didn't want to walk into Wembley Arena until the lights went out. So there I was backstage hanging with David Bowie and Prince and my family, and I have so many memories and so many stories. I can't, they're just racing through my mind right now, because he had such an impact on all of us.
J.D. Steele is with us here on WCCO, and I know your sister Geraldine will be with us on WCCO this Sunday evening for sure, and And our condolences and heart goes out to her, too, and you, JD, and everyone that has, you know, this close personal relationship with Prince. And again, thank you so much for sharing of yourself. This is such a difficult time to have these conversations.
It's a very difficult time, and we want to keep this family in our prayers. And we just going to all continue his legacy.
Well, and to celebrate these incredible stories and share them like just done, you know, and celebrate a life and a musical genius that brought so much happiness to a lot of us, you know, and also wrote songs that captured pain and sorrow and
no question.
So many different human emotions and feelings.
Yep, you've gone too soon.
JD, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, Moose. Have a great day.
You got it. Wow. I don't know if I could be asked to take a phone call from somebody and
the stories that he had were so great. I mean,
that's Bowie.
What's going to be, I think, the focus today, right, is people telling stories.
Sure, and as the afternoon kind of builds along here, you know, I'm going to be listening to John Williams coming up at 3 o'clock today because, you know, we'll have a chance to kind of start to pull people in to share their interactions with Prince and the stuff that maybe you've never heard before and memories. Again, if you're just joining us, sadly reporting the news that Prince has died at the age of 57. The story started to break out of Paisley Park mid-morning this morning, and it was confirmed just before noon today. And we're going to go to CBS in New York, as well as all of our other sources and resources here at WCCO. Lindsay Gensel will join us from Paisley Park coming up here as well.
Prince is dead at the age of 57. WCCO-TV reporter Reg Chapman is at the entertainer's Paisley Park estate just south of Minneapolis.
Carver County Sheriff deputies got here around 9:45 this morning on a call for a medical emergency. And once they got here, they did confirm to us that there was a dead person inside of Paisley Park. And we now know, according to Prince's publicist, it is Prince.
The artist, whose full name is Prince Rogers Nelson, was known for his blazing guitar solos, his heartfelt lyrics, and his flamboyant stage performances. John Levy is at Rolling Stone.
He's the one who laid claim to the legacy of the 1960s and 70s and brought it smack dab into the middle of the mainstream charts in the 1980s.
Prince won an Oscar for Best Music Original Song Score for his cult hit movie, Purple Rain. Again, the artist Prince is dead at the age of 57. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
And I'm Moose Miller sitting in here for Chad Hartman on WCCO, the news of Prince passing away at the age of 57. Lindsay Gensel is actually out at Paisley Park. We're going to check in with her coming up here next. You're just joining us here on WCCO Radio. Sad to announce the death of Prince. A body was discovered at Paisley Park early this morning, and by mid-morning, news was building, and just before noon today, it was official, and Lindsay Gensel from the WCCO newsroom is actually out at Paisley Park. She's been following this story since mid-morning. We've seen a number of vehicles going in and out of the Paisley Park complex on some of the TV monitors here in the WCCO radio studios.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet here the last couple of minutes. I will say the number of fans has quadrupled. There are so many people walking up, visibly upset. When I first arrived, it was reporters reacting to the news, crying, comforting one another. And now the fans, the people that fill First Ave, the people that come out to Paisley Park when Prince performs are here, are reacting. Flowers are being put on the wrought iron fence that's outside of Paisley Park, people pulling up to jump out to put flowers on there. I want to share a quick story with you that was shared with me by someone who didn't want to come on the radio. He was a little shy, but kind of says what Prince meant not only to Minnesota but to this community. He was down at Canterbury Park when his phone started reacting to the news, and he thought, I can't be anywhere but outside of Paisley Park right now. And he lives in the neighborhood and says just on Saturday, friends were sharing photos with him of Prince biking outside of Paisley Park. Now, of course, we do know that Prince was sick last week and did make an emergency landing in Illinois, but then was back in the Twin Cities on Saturday and hosted a dance party at Paisley Park that he advertised on his Twitter account. So a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of sudden reaction from people out here. Very surreal to kind of be here as this moment unfolds.
Well, Lindsay, we'll continue to check in with you as more and more information maybe kind of trickles out. And obviously the questions become, you know, what happened? How did he die? And we'll get those answers eventually. But for the next several hours here, I think we're going to be hearing from a number of people that their lives crossed paths with Prince. And we'll have some other amazing guests like J.D. Steele, who was telling us about David Bowie coming backstage to meet Prince in London. And it's just amazing when you look at the library of material and the archive of video. And we'll be talking about all of that. And I know John Williams coming up at 3 o'clock will have quite a bit as well as we follow the untimely passing of Prince.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Prince has died, found unresponsive at his home near Minneapolis, confirmed to CBS News by his publicist, Anthony DeCurtis, at Rolling Stone magazine.
You know, as a black guitar player playing rock and roll and singing, you know, he became a figure that spanned genres. And that was a big part of his energy as an artist. I mean, he was somebody who did not like to be contained into any particular type of music.
The reaction on social networks, absolute shock. Music star Justin Timberlake wrote on Twitter, "Numb, stunned, this can't be real." And one of the sisters of the late Michael Jackson, LaToya, tweeted, "What a sad day. Terribly sorry to hear that Prince has passed. What an incredible talent." And the National Football League tweets a photo of Prince performing at the Super Bowl 9 years ago. The NFL writes, "Rest in peace, Prince." Dan Revive, CBS News.
Prince was 57.
Breaking news from WCCO.
Cloudy skies, 58 degrees at 103. Good afternoon. Adam Carter in the WCCO newsroom. Stunning news today, the death of a Minnesota music icon.
It's been so lonely without you here.
Prince dead at 57. Carver County authorities called to his Paisley Park studios in Chanhassen this morning. That's where WCCO's Lindsay Gensel is live this afternoon. Lindsay, give us the latest from there.
Well, within the last few minutes, it appears that friends or family of Prince have approached the facility, Paisley Park, and are being let in by police officers. It's the first time I've seen a vehicle go in that is not labeled with a Carver County Sheriff's decal on the vehicle. And I did speak with a couple of fans. Like I said, the numbers are quadrupled here from when I first got here at about 11:45. Fans coming up visibly upset. The man I spoke to is one of the younger ones here. He arrived on bike at Paisley Park, was sitting at home when his father called and said something was going on, and he immediately came to this location, which is at the intersection of Audubon Road and Highway 5 in Chanhassen. He said that the news, if true, was heartbreaking. And when I had to tell him that it had been confirmed by Prince's publicist, he told me what it would mean to the music community.
Horrible thing for anyone who loves music, because Prince has just been, he's been such a key figure in the music scene for so long now. But I think especially for Minnesota, because Prince is such a treasured icon for Minnesotans and just any Minnesotan. If you're from Minnesota, you love Prince, so it'll be a very sad day for everyone.
Trying to enter Paisley Park is still speaking with law enforcement officers. It appears to be two men and a female who appear to be close relations with Prince. They did at one point walk along the fence and push off reporters, push off fans who were on the property. I did mention earlier that a floral memorial has started growing on the fence that is around Paisley Park. So we'll keep you updated if anything changes here, but just more fans coming in. The traffic around this location is just monumental right now as people mourn the loss of this icon.
All right, Lindsay Gensel outside of Paisley Park.